Appendix D, Army Sustainment Information Systems. This appendix discusses information systems in two contexts. First, it covers automated information systems that specifically support sustainment functions. It then discusses how sustainment information systems are integrated in the overall command and control system. ATP 4-0.6 has additional information on sustainment information systems. Army Sustainment Information Systems. Army Sustainment Information Systems provide commanders and staff situational understanding, building the COP and improving the quality and effectiveness of Army readiness by enhancing the decision support process. Sustainment information systems receive, house, and present the data that becomes information used by unit leaders to build and maintain combat power to ensure mission success for the warfighter. Current sustainment information systems include the aircraft notebook, standard Army ammunition system, transportation coordinator's automated information for movement system 2, Army food management information system, test, measurement, and diagnostic equipment management information system, and a host of HR systems. Even though some of these non-enterprise resource planning legacy systems are web-based, they do not leverage the integrated efficiencies of enterprise resource planning systems. Army Sustainment Enterprise Resource Planning Systems include Global Combat Support System Army, GCSS Army, with its hubs. Army Enterprise Systems Integration Program, Integrated Personnel and Pay System Army, General Fund Enterprise Business System, and Logistics Modernization Program, LMP. As the Army continues its transition to Enterprise Business Systems Convergence, the advantages accruing to the supported commander as identified in Chapter 1 will continue to grow. This section lays out current systems and those coming online in the short term. Global Combat Support System, Army. GCSS Army subsumed multiple legacy standard Army management information systems to combine ground maintenance, unit supply, property management, warehouse management, and finance into an enterprise resource planning system. As such, it is the principal system for logisticians to achieve readiness and support operations across multiple domains. Having a consolidated, integrated database for those functions gives both sustainers and supported commanders up-to-date visibility of the resources that can be used to weight the operation. GCSS Army uses a commercial off-the-shelf system run on system applications and products-based software. GCSS Army meets congressionally mandated auditability requirements and provides the logistician with total tactical level supply chain and equipment health visibility. The product has been fully fielded, but continues to add improved functionality to the baseline. Recent improvements include the integration of Class 8 for requisition and medical sets, kits, and outfits component level materiel management. Sustainment Automation Support Management Offices provide tactical support to GCSS Army systems. Aviation Logistics Information System. The Aircraft Notebook platform provides a single-point access to the maintainer at the aircraft in the form of software applications necessary for completing and recording maintenance activities on United States Army aircraft. The Aircraft Notebook's interface applications provide an electronic, automated, and fully integrated solution for maintainers to record and report maintenance activities. The platform maintenance application implements the requirements of DAPAM 738-751 and readiness reporting in accordance with AR 700-138. The platform maintenance application implements controls that comply with TM 1-1500-328-23 and support the task-based and conditions-based maintenance processes. The platform maintenance application gathers requirements for the platform project manager offices and implements needed interfaces with numerous Army information systems, such as platform ground station software, the Centralized Aircrew Flight Record System, Maintenance Consolidated Database System, and Enterprise Material Status Reporting, providing a family of system synchronization. The aircraft notebook software will also be the bridging software for the GCSS Army. Integrated Personnel and Pay System Army. The Integrated Personnel and Pay System Army is an online human resource system that provides integrated personnel, pay, and talent management capabilities in a single system. It provides end-to-end tracking of pay and personnel data and gives individual soldiers access to their soldier record. The system will automate the pay process while linking human resource transactions such as dependent changes and promotions. Integrated Personnel and Pay System Army also provides integrated access by granting visibility and transaction functionality to commanders, soldiers, and Army HR professionals. Embedded security and common access card restrictions have ensured safeguarding of critical information. This support system gives commanders visibility and transaction role authority over their personnel and improves readiness by synchronizing personnel movement and deployment status. Integrated Personnel and Pay System Army uses a commercial off-the-shelf system run on Oracle's PeopleSoft-based software. Sustainment Automation Support Management Offices provide tactical support to Integrated Personnel and Pay System Army systems. General Fund Enterprise Business System. The General Fund Enterprise Business System is the Army's accounting system of record. It provides accurate, timely, and reliable cost information and makes the information available to all users on a real-time basis. The General Fund Enterprise Business System enables the Army to comply with current statutory and regulatory requirements. Under accounting management, GCSS Army leverages the General Fund Enterprise Business System core design template, providing a single business process that allows the Army to integrate logistics, financial, maintenance, property accountability of assets, and accounting data. Logistics Modernization Program. The LMP is one of the largest integrated supply chain, overhaul, and maintenance enterprise resource planning systems in the world, and provides true visibility of the national-level logistics production baseline. Sustainers use it to build, sustain, and maintain national-level combat power at the strategic level. The LMP maintains data for assets entering the Army system through commercial vendors and contractors and accommodates depot to shop floor-level maintenance status. It is the primary sustainment system for USAMC's depots and arsenals and is the entry point for supply parts fulfillment with DLA. The LMP manages the Army's industrial base and tracks schedule, cost planning, production orders, and procurement. The LMP's Enterprise Data Warehouse provides data to the Army Enterprise Systems Integration Program, which gives sustainment leaders strategic planning visibility. The LMP uses a commercial off-the-shelf system run on system applications and products-based software. Army Enterprise Systems Integration Program. The Army Enterprise Systems Integration Program is not an enterprise resource planning system. It serves as an integrator between multiple enterprise resource planning systems and standalone sustainment systems and acts as a data brokering hub between those systems. Army Enterprise Systems Integration Program's brokering translates and synchronizes different data formats and multiple operating systems. Those transactions that are able to pass from Enterprise Resource Planning System to Enterprise Resource Planning System do not need Army Enterprise Systems Integration Program resolution and do not engage the data hub, but many transactions do require such brokering. Army Enterprise Systems Integration Program is also the single authoritative data source for catalog, material, and vendor data. It is the portal for non-standard item entrance into the Army supply system. The program uses Army centralized business analytics to provide business intelligence analysis and tailored visualizations for readiness decision-making. Army Enterprise Systems Integration Program uses a commercial off-the-shelf system run on system applications and products-based software. Automated Military Postal System. The automated military postal system connects military post offices and other military postal activities around the world directly to the Military Postal Service Agency via the World Wide Web, instead of relying on telephone messages, emails, or other secondhand communication methods. Automated military postal system users can view the information about their military post offices on their own desktops and make changes or corrections to the information themselves. Defense Casualty Information Processing System, Personnel Casualty Reporting. The Defense Casualty Information Processing System, Personnel Casualty Reporting, is an automated system used to record and report casualty data. The system is employed by HR units, typically casualty liaison elements, battalion and brigade level S1 sections, and G1AGs performing casualty reporting missions. While not required, battalion S1 sections may use the Defense Casualty Information Processing System, Personnel Casualty Reporting, to submit their casualty reports to higher headquarters. When adequate NIPRNet access is available, the web-based component of the Defense Casualty Information Processing System, Personnel Casualty Reporting, should be used for casualty reporting. Gaining access and configuring the web-based component of Defense Casualty Information Processing System, Personnel Casualty Reporting, requires prior coordination with the Casualty and Mortuary Affairs Operations Center and the Casualty Reporting Chain of Command. The web-based component of Defense Casualty Information Processing System, Personnel Casualty Reporting, is available only on the NIPRNet. Department of the Army Mobilization Processing System. Department of the Army Mobilization Processing System is a CIPRNet-hosted business process application that takes a force request for a unit mobilization from initiation through required Department of the Army staff review and to the Assistant Secretary of the Army for Manpower and Reserve Affairs. The Army Principal delegated the authority to order units to involuntary mobilization. For more information, refer to FM10. Defense Enrollment Eligibility Reporting System. The Defense Enrollment Eligibility Reporting System is a database maintaining personnel and benefits information for active and reserve component soldiers, retired uniformed service members, eligible family members, and other DoD personnel and DoD contractors requiring logical access. It verifies eligibility when producing common access cards and supports benefit delivery, including medical, dental, and life insurance and educational benefits. In addition, the Defense Enrollment Eligibility Reporting System enables DoD e-business, including providing identity management, reduces fraud and abuse of government benefits, and supports medical readiness. Deployable Real-Time Automated Personnel Identification System. The Deployable Real-Time Automated Personnel Identification System Workstation is a laptop workstation designed for use in both tactical and non-tactical environments. It provides Defense Enrollment Eligibility Reporting System updates and issues common access cards to soldiers at home station or in a deployed environment. It also provides the user with a common access card personal identification number reset capability. The system works only when connected to the Defense Enrollment Eligibility Reporting System and has the same operational capability as the standard desktop version of the Real-Time Automated Personnel Identification System Workstation. Tactical Personnel System. This standalone database provides an ad hoc ability to create a temporary system to account for unit personnel. It has limited ability to perform robust personnel accountability or strength reporting. Human resource professionals use the Tactical Personnel System primarily to create manifests for transportation by air. It produces automated manifests that can be loaded in Air Force manifesting systems and deployed theater accountability systems. Army Disaster Personnel Accountability and Assessment System. The Army Disaster Personnel Accountability and Assessment System is a web-based application designed to augment the disaster accountability process by aiding in the determination of the status and locations of all Army-affiliated personnel. Soldiers, Army civilians, contractors authorized to accompany the force, and family members when directed by the Secretary of Defense. It is the official tool for personnel accountability during natural or man-made disasters. The system provides DoD and Army leaders a means of determining the status of Army personnel and family members in an affected area and facilitates decisions on allocating resources for recovery and reconstitution. Deployed Theater Accountability System. The Deployed Theater Accountability System establishes and maintains personnel accountability. It is a classified system fielded to all human resource commanders, personnel, and organizations, and consists of three distinct levels: Mobile, Major Command, and Enterprise. It provides reliable, timely, and efficient accountability for soldiers, DoD civilians, contractors authorized to accompany the force, and foreign nationals, enabling commanders at all echelons to track their personnel by name, unit, location, and date. It also allows commanders to track their personnel while in transit, populating duty status changes by synchronizing to the Major Command System. The Major Command System transfers historical records to the Enterprise server daily. Interactive Personnel Electronic Records Management System. The Interactive Personnel Electronic Records Management System is the document repository of Army military human resource records and legal artifacts for all components. The Army military HR record contains a copy of all permanent documents. Documentation is placed into the soldier's Army military record in accordance with AR 600-8-104. For family members, accuracy of information is critical for next-of-kin notification. Regional-level application software. The United States Army Reserve uses the regional-level application software as a client-server, web-enabled application for the management of personnel and resources. It shows the overall readiness posture of a unit by soldier and generates total Army personnel database reserves transactions and electronically transmits the data to HRC. Mortuary Affairs Reporting and Tracking System. The Mortuary Affairs Reporting and Tracking System is an Army web-based application used by all services in a theater of operations to facilitate the tracking of human remains and personal effects from a mortuary affairs collection point to a final destination, such as the Dover Air Force Base Port Mortuary or the Joint Personnel Effects Depot, CONUS. Mortuary Affairs Specialists electronically generate standard DoD forms to facilitate the shipment, documentation, identification, processing, and tracking of human remains and property. Headquarters Department of the Army G4 provides functional oversight for the Mortuary Affairs Reporting and Tracking System. When requested, system users requiring access coordinate with their theater fatality management officer for training, support, and deployment requirements. Army Food Management Information System. The Army Food Management Information System is not an enterprise resource planning system, but rather a highly developed web-based system that provides an automated Army worldwide food service program. Army Food Management Information System provides users the capability to order, receive, inventory, and invoice Class 1 supplies to include field rations. It also supports the operations of dining facilities for menu planning, production and recipe management, automated headcount, labor scheduling, cash collection, and equipment replacement. The Army Food Management Information System is a centralized repository that eliminated batch processing and meets the web-based requirement. It also reduces overhead for each installation contract and ensures integrated and coordinated improvements. Transportation and Ammunition Systems. Sustainment information systems include both enterprise resource planning systems and stovepiped legacy standard Army management information systems. Currently, the Transportation Coordinator's Automated Information for Movement System 2 enables users to manage all aspects of transportation operations. It provides automated support to functions performed by a wide range of users, including unit movement officers, installation transportation officers, and mode managers responsible for transportation and distribution. The Standard Army Ammunition System Modernization System is the Army's web-based management, reporting, and accounting system for retail Class 5 ammunition receipt, storage, maintenance, and issue operations performed by tactical units and installation activities. It employs barcode and radio frequency identification technology to support these tasks. Joint Container Management System. Joint Container Management System is the single DoD-wide system for tracking the location, usage, free time, and in-transit data of containers, supporting, through Army Container Asset Management System database functionality, lifecycle container management accountability functions, including registration, maintenance, and container leasing. Operational Medical Information System, Army. Operational Medical Information System, Army, is a system of systems containing medical software packages for medical data collection throughout the continuum of medical care, from the point of injury to Role 3 MTF for comprehensive lifelong electronic health records. Operational medical forces will use this system to gain quick access to patient histories and tactical combat casualty care provided. Defense Medical Logistics Standard Support Customer Assistance Module, Medical. The Defense Medical Logistics Standard Support Customer Assistance Module, Medical, is an information system within the Defense Medical Logistics Enterprise Solution Portfolio. The portfolio provides a continuum of medical logistics support for the Defense Health Agency. It allows customers to download medical supply catalogs and place orders for medical supplies. The Defense Medical Logistics Standard Support Customer Assistance Module Medical is a medical logistics ordering application that runs on the desktop and allows users to view their supplier's catalog and generate electronic orders. It automates the Class 8 supply process at the lower roles of care and enables logisticians and non-logisticians to electronically exchange catalog, order, and status information with their supply activity. The desktops are within enclaves for each of the services. The Defense Healthcare Management Systems Program Executive Office Joint Operational Medicine Information Systems Program Management Office manages the Theater Medical Information Program Joint Legacy Suite of Software. GCSS Army is replacing the Defense Medical Logistics Standard Support Customer Assistance Module as the primary system for Army Operational Unit Class 8 Alpha Requisition, Materiel Management, and Medical Sets, Kits, and Outfits Management. GCSS Army Medical Logistics Functions data interfaces inform Army COP systems and enable visibility of medical device maintenance and materiel status at Echelon for decision support. Defense Military Pay Office Software Suite. The Defense Military Pay Office Software Suite provides processing access to the military pay system to facilitate pay support. This software is provided for all components, active, National Guard, and Reserve, in accordance with Defense Finance and Accounting Service policies and procedures for contingency operations. Access to the military pay system of record depends on the availability of dedicated communications. If online query capability is not available, a batch process Defense Military Pay Office download provides near-time query capability. In addition, the Defense Military Pay Office Standard Inquiry System provides the capability to download and archive pay data for an individual or entire unit to facilitate offline pay support. Deployable Dispersing System. Deployable Dispersing System provides automated dispersing support. The system provides the capability to write Department of the Treasury or limited depository account checks, plus the daily accountability and reconciliation for all transactions. Deployable Dispersing System receives information from the Commercial Vendor Support and Travel modules, which allows the writing of checks to pay vendors and travel claimants. It is capable of being used in remote military operations within contingency locations with foreign currency. Deployable Dispersing System integrates with General Fund Enterprise Business System to enable deploy dispersing functions. Deployable Dispersing System creates pay vouchers and formatted output for upload to the military pay system for payment. Acquisition Cross-Servicing Agreement Global Automated Tracking and Reporting System. AXA Global Automated Tracking and Reporting System is a DoD system of record for the Office of the Secretary of Defense, Joint Staff, Combatant Commands, and Service Components to manage and track all AXA transactions. AXA Global Automated Tracking and Reporting System serves as a repository for concluded AXAs and implementing arrangements. The system is required to close out all AXA transactions and reconcile AXA bills for both the United States and AXA countries and organizations. Test, Measurement, and Diagnostic Equipment Management Information System. Test, Measurement, and Diagnostic Equipment Management Information System is designed, managed, and maintained by United States Army Test, Measurement, and Diagnostic Equipment Activity. It is dedicated to total test, measurement, and diagnostic equipment calibration and repair support data collection, storage, and analysis. The system also provides the software programming needs for production control processes, financial management, and management data information requirements in support of the test, measurement, and diagnostic equipment calibration and repair support program. Test, Measurement, and Diagnostic Equipment Integrated Materiel Management System. The Test, Measurement, and Diagnostic Equipment Integrated Materiel Management System is an integral part of the Test, Measurement, and Diagnostic Equipment Management Information System managed by the United States Army Test, Measurement, and Diagnostic Equipment Activity. It provides calibration and repair support activities with site-specific software to identify test, measurement, and diagnostic equipment for recall, provide customer notification of equipment readiness, process equipment through the calibration and repair support shops, account for customer equipment while in the shop, and identify repair parts and associated cost. Sustainment Information Systems Integrated into Command and Control. Sustainment information systems are essential for providing commanders and staff situational understanding and building the COP. These systems enable command and control and support the centralized planning and decentralized execution of operations. The following paragraphs describe these systems. Command Post Computing Environment. The Command Post Computing Environment provides an integrated mission command capability across command post and platforms through all echelons. It provides simplicity, intuitiveness, core services and applications, and warfighter functionality in the areas of fires, logistics, intelligence, airspace management and maneuver. It offers a common geospatial solution map and common data services, including an extensible database and data persistence that provides an easy-to-use common operational picture through a single mission command suite. Command Post Computing Environment provides a software and server hardware framework upon which warfighter applications can be converged and future applications can be built. The goal is to eliminate stovepiped legacy systems and provide an integrated, interoperable, cyber-secure, and cost-effective computing infrastructure framework for multiple warfighting functions. The tools the Sustainment Enterprise is developing as part of this initiative to enhance mission command include the following. Logstat, auto-aggregation of customizable reports for dynamic groupings in the common operating environment. Real-time logistics information would give operational commanders much higher granularity of the disposition of the forces under their command. Customizable logistics information is generated at the platform/user level based on any class of supply or personnel status. Each platform/entity would have the ability to transmit its status to a central data hub autonomously, either as a push or pull. The hub would store this data. A leader or designated position would then request the logistics status of the customizable formation/task force. This information would be displayed as a customizable dashboard or overlay giving the status of the unit/command/task force. Sustainment running estimate. Automates predictive sustainment readiness using the Sustainment Running Estimate application for estimating combat power, to provide the command staff and commanders the information required to quickly determine current/future logstat and any required resource leveling to support ongoing operations. The more accurate and timelier the data used to formulate the running estimate, the more vital the information is to maneuver commander decision-making. Asset visibility. This capability is intended to track classes of Supply 1, including bulk water, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, 9, 10. The asset visibility capability will not perform updates on the unit/organization property book items. In organizations/units that provide distribution functions, the software database segregates these supplies between those need to support the unit/organization and those that are available for distribution to another unit/organization. In-transit visibility captures what inventory/stocks/supplies are in motion. In-transit visibility is the ability to track the identity, status, and location of Department of Defense units and non-unit cargo, excluding bulk petroleum, oils, and lubricants, and passengers, patients, and personal property from origin to consignee or destination, JP3-36. Units provide in-transit visibility by continuously updating the location of units, equipment, personnel, and supplies as they travel throughout the transportation and distribution system. This provides commanders with critical information and allows for shipment diversion based on changing battlefield priorities. Strategic Support Area Business Reporting Environment. The Strategic Support Area Business Reporting Environment provides a tool that allows Army leaders to see exactly where supplies are worldwide, what parts are needed, projections and demands, all in one system in almost real time. Information within the Strategic Support Area Business Reporting Environment is verified by the Logistics Data Analysis Center. The platform also supports modeling and simulation that enhances decision support using common tools in a common language. Commander's Actionable Readiness Dashboard. The Commander's Actionable Readiness Dashboard is a suite of data analytic tools that facilitates rapid understanding of tactical logistics information derived from GCSS Army data in near real time. Army logistics data exists in one of two modes: historical and live. Historical data allows commanders and other leaders, for example, to determine operational readiness rates for monthly reporting periods. Live data allows leaders to understand how many tanks, howitzers, and other vehicles can cross the line of departure right now. The Commander's Actionable Readiness Dashboard contains a dashboard that displays live logistics data that enhances decision support. Enterprise Resource Planning Systems in Sustainment Estimates and the Military Decision-Making Process. Accurate sustainment estimates are critical in assessing the supportability of courses of action for the concept of operations and op-ords. These estimates are the analytical result of how sustainment factors affect mission accomplishment by detailing the requirements and capabilities, conclusions, and recommendations on the feasibility of specified courses of action. These estimates are also used to continue to sustain current operations as they progress. Historically, sustainment planners have used some combination of historical data and planning tools to determine requirements and capabilities, along with data from stovepipe sustainment automated systems to compute what resources were on hand. The movement to enterprise resource planning systems is greatly enhancing the ability to see availability of resources across the force. Without them, sustainment planning is based on pulling historical information from multiple, often conflicting datasets to project support requirements for future courses of action. The lack of clarity and associated mistrust have led to overestimating logistics requirements to make sure operational forces do not run out of key supplies and services. As a result, the logistics footprint grows along with a negative impact on survivability and mobility. With shared databases and near real-time data, planners have a far better picture of capabilities. Joint Battle Command Platform Logistics. Joint Battle Command Platform Logistics is a satellite-based command and control platform system. Joint Battle Command Platform Logistics is part of the Joint Battle Command Platform family of systems under the Mission Command Mounted Computing Environment. Joint Battle Command Platform Logistics is the successor to Joint Capability Release Logistics and provides commanders with near real-time data on the location and status of movements. This visibility enables effective and efficient use of limited distribution platforms. It can reroute supplies to users with higher priority needs, direct platforms to avoid identified hazards, display unit location changes, and provide near real-time traffic regulation and control. All COL transport vehicles, selected maneuver support and sustainment tactical wheeled vehicles, and some Army watercraft are fitted with the Joint Battle Command Platform logistics hardware. Last tactical mile. Enterprise resource planning systems that share databases across multiple functions substantially reduce the requirement to enter data multiple times. However, enterprise resource planning systems do not eliminate all requirements for data entry. Some data is entered via scanning devices, and some transactions are generated automatically when other actions are taken. Work continues on mechanisms to reduce input requirements. This includes reducing the steps required to process a transaction within the system by bundling steps and increasing sensors on platforms to automatically sense fails or anything requiring attention. Sustainment estimation tools. Operational Logistics Planner. Operational Logistics Planner is the dissemination platform used for Army logistics planning factors. It is a standalone program approved for use on Army computers by the Network Enterprise Center. There are two editions of the tool, one for unclassified work and the other for installation on CIPRNet computers for classified work. In compliance with AR-700-8, the United States Army Combined Arms Support Command manages the collection, development, maintenance, validation, review, and dissemination of Army logistics planning data and factors. Data for all classes of supply have been collected from current and historical operations, provided by 6 Department of the Army proponents and 3 joint proponents. The data describes how units use their vehicles under the 6 joint operations phases and the 4 military operations to inform Class 3 packaged and bulk estimates. The Army Water Planning Guide serves as the approved source for all water planning and feeds all population, equipment, unit, and mission-based water consumption factors. Headquarters Department of the Army G4 approves the data and processes annually for Army planning, and the Headquarters Department of the Army G3 Force Management uses it in the Total Army Analysis. Quick Logistics Estimation Tool. This tool provides links to abbreviated logistics estimation spreadsheet tools for calculating initial class of supply requirements, such as required pounds, short tons, pallets, and platforms based on force strength, operational phase, and climate. It includes a platform calculator, food and water tool, Class 3 bulk estimation tool, and a convoy planning tool. Mercury application. Mercury is a sustainment planning tool to assist planners by quickly generating a consumption estimate by integrating units, Headquarters Department of the Army G4 approved planning factors, and user input. This estimate forecasts consumption and expenditure rates per class of supply to help project resupply requirements and assist in the development of the concept of support for upcoming operations. Special Operations Forces Logistics Handbook. A planning considerations resource to complement the knowledge and experience of subject matter experts, as well as enhance sustainment planning and execution in support of RSOF. It is comprised of 50 pages of Special Operations Forces specific information combined from multiple Joint and Army Doctrine publications.